With plenty of animalistic behavior by average students here at Cerritos College, the prospect of bringing a pet to class might seem innocent enough, but our feathered and four-legged friends are not completely welcome here on campus. Staff writer John Gonzalez levels his point of view on this week's Campus News Hour opinion. Should pets be allowed on campus?
Having your pets on campus is probably one of the worst ideas anyone can have. Unless you need a seeing eye dog or you're a pirate with a cool parrot on your shoulder, do not bring your pets on campus. Pets are supposed to be domestic animals, meaning that they should be left at home unless you are taking them for a walk or to the vet. Pets on campus is like putting a bull in a china shop. It's just one bad thing waiting to happen. What are people thinking when they bring animals to school? Do they think they'll look like Paris Hilton or perhaps Caesar Milan? The problem with pets on campus is that anything can go wrong at any time, from an attack to a dog pooping somewhere. If students don't even do their homework, how are we supposed to trust them with cleaning up after their pets? The last thing anyone on campus wants is to step on a piece of turd and have to go to class with the smell of a kennel at their feet. Not to mention the embarrassment of stepping on a turd at school. People also have allergies to certain animals. Bringing them to school can cause someone a trip to the hospital or maybe even the morgue. There is no point in having a pet on campus. Students are here to learn and expand on their education, not take care of an animal. This place is already a zoo as it is. Having more animals in here will just make things crazier and more hectic. People should just leave their pets at home, just as they leave their kids at a daycare or with a babysitter. There is no place for them here on campus. Pets are best kept at home to guard your house and personal belongings, not getting an education that you are paying for. For Talon Marks Campus News Hour, this is staff writer John Gonzalez reporting.